Parshas Chukas, you have the Yanni Paradum and so on, but there's a sort of a parasha luma, a little bit of a mysterious parasha here about the bear with the mayim and so on. It's very, the whole Shtalshas Advarim is very strange. It starts off, Miriam died, and Klal Yisrael needed the bear, and then Moshe Rabbeinu hit it, started speaking to it, and so on. And the bear ended up coming out, and water started coming out. And then they had the Muhammad. Finally, they said Shira on the bear. There was a nace of a bear in the years before. There was no, it was pretty much the same nest. I mean, this was Dibur, this was Hakor, and you had the same nest over here, and yet there was no shear on it. So why now did they remember to say shear on it? If they felt they should be saying shear on the bear, they should be saying it all along. Secondly, the whole shear on the bear itself is a tyravis of two or three different inyanim. It starts off with the etzim inyan of saying the shear and the bear. Then there is the Muhammad, and they had this whole Muhammad with Moab and so on and so forth, with Emmer and so on and so forth. And then the bear came there, and Akash Baruch said, "Who am I going to be Modia that Klal Yisrael that of the Ness? I'll have the bear come here also." And that's when Akash Baruch had the bear come. So the shira of the bear is shayach to the neis of the mayim or the neis of the gilui. I mean, it seems to go seamlessly. On the one hand, and it's also mashma that these type of nisim were similar to kriyas yamsuf kind of, and b'meila you needed to have all of those nisim. This was like a shira sayam because of those nisim. So, what's the tarevis of both the nisim that happened, and then the etzemayim that came, if that needed water? You have also Chazal darshan the psukim over here, the more in Erevin. It says ber chafaru asorim karu nedivayam b'mechoykek b'mishanoisam. So Chazal, the Gemara in Erevin darshins that midba matona, if a person makes himself like a midba, it's all darshan on Torah. If somebody makes himself like a midbar, then he's zeichat to Torah, and then from if he makes himself hefka like a midbar zeichat to Torah, from there it becomes a matona, and from the matona it becomes nachliel, um nachliel bomois. So it says. It goes. The order goes: first is he makes himself hefka like a midbar, then he gets a matana, then from the matana it becomes a nachla, and then Akash Baruch Hu makes him big. And if it goes to his head and he becomes too big of a balgaiva, so Akash Baruch Hu and puts him down again, and he feels this tshuva Akash Baruch Hu is malim again. So there's a whole half of the shira, literally half of the shira is darshined about the mahalchim of Torah, that a person is zeichet to it through hefker, then hefker he becomes a matana, matana nachla, and so on and so forth. It's strange that a shira that really doesn't have all that much to do. It's very nice you find a remez and a pasuk here and there, but half the shira is dashend. Literally, physically, it's half the shira is dashend on a whole mahalch of Torah. There has to be something in the parasha itself that would allow a person to their hair that this is the teichon of the parasha, a very specific angle of how a person is zeichet to Torah from matana, matana nachliel, and so on and so forth. The etzem be'er itself, the sheirush be'er is the ma'isa with Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning, which wasn't such a good ma'isa, and there you find the difference between the hakor and the be'er to the dibur to be'er. It should have been done by the dibur, so there was not through akor. And Rashi points out, if we quote Chazal, what was the avodah there he says, Yan lo imanto akisheni she ilu dibartem ala sela vehoitzi hayisim ikudashena eda vaimrim masela zu shena medave in a shemea ben a tzorch le parnosim mikain dibur shel mokoim kalvachema anu. You know, they could have said that a sela that's not medave, not shemea, and doesn't need parnosa, he's mikain dibur shel mokoim, certainly us. No, and when you hit it with a stick, so, I mean, now it felt pain and it gave the water. What was the difference? There's no difference. What does it mean? Same thing, same ness, and to say, you could say, the masala zu sheinu margish, when you hit it, kavachem anu. What's the malus of the dibur over here? And I mean, Chazal meant something when he said he's ena shemei and ena medabe and ena tzorch leparnosa. There's a something here needs to be understood. In what was there were two mahalchim of the nes, and one of them would have been tremendous kiddush Hashem. One of them was not. So let's try to understand a little bit. Somebody oimik over here in the parsha of the parsha is the parsha of the Be'er, Madura Basra, the Be'er of Moshe, and it's a unique Be'er that has in itself different mahalchim and so on. Chavos Avovah says and others that when a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesadah the Bria, in a way which the things that are most vital are the easiest to find, and progressively the less vital, the more difficult it is. So air is absolutely available, water is quite available, food, some of it is available, but a lot of it a person needs to put in effort and bring out, and same thing with clothing and housing. Each and every, a person must have different hishtadlusen, in commensurate to the darg of ishtadlus that he has with the need for it. So let's. So in Dan Hoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down, let's understand some very basic inyan over here. Dan Hoga of Eir is that Adam has no shaykhs to that Dan Hoga. In other words, a person is not shaykh at all to the Dan Hoga of Eir. In terms of ishtadlus, ma'is, asiya, it exists. It's there, and it's something that is bechlal lemaila from avodas Adam. It has no shayches to Adam. That's the anhaga of one type of. So in its shirish, it means that the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at one level, there's a certain darg of hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. That is not, it's there, it's recognized as such, but there's no palpable anhaga. There's not that sometimes there's more air, sometimes less air, sometimes we need to increase the air, sometimes take it off. That's bechlal not shaykh to that anhaga. There's a lower darga, and that's water. Water comes in the Bria in two oifanim. There's mimtar shamayim tishte, there's an oifan of hashpa that comes lamala lamata, without hishtadlus, without effort, it comes mitzad mashpia, and then there's a kriyas be'eris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria mitzias that be'etzem there is mayim everywhere, if and when a person is kriya be'er. So you have in the second darga, in the darga of hashpas. Of the hashpa of mayim, it already splits into two eifanim: an hoga that shayach kula lemalo, and an hoga that shayach through tachtoinim. And then you have a third darga: food is kula shayach to tachtoinim. I mean, lost love it. There'll be gluskos and ilanis, but a person has to work and plow and grow and grind and bake, etc., etc. Those are the oifanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa to tachtoinim. In the person's oifanim, it says like this. The Kli Yoka says over here that what happened with the Be'er, the switch that happened with the Be'er was that it started out as Be'er Shel Miriam was in the schus of the Amud of Chesed, and then it moved to the Amud of Torah. In other words, Miriam was Amud of Chesed, Aaron was Avoida, and Moshe was Torah. So when the first phase was through Miriam, when she died, there was a stop, and it had to come through Torah. Among Avram someplace, he brings a Ramami Panu that in the Shaila of Adifus and for Chasana and so on, it basically he says that at some point the Kesa Kahuna and Kesa Malchus became subsumed or found themselves within Kesa Torah. In other words, the Amud of Aaron, the Amud of Miriam, the Amud of Moshe were three different Amudim, but when push came to shove, when Aaron's and Miriam's Amudim were nisbatel, in the Amud of Moshe Rabbeinu, you could get it also. So that was the secondary one, was the Amud of Torah. And both Avoida and Chesed can find themselves within Torah. So the Kriyas Be'er, so now, you have two Hanhagis. You have two Hanhagis of water coming to the world. There's a Hanhaga from Oifen of Chesed, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, from El Yoinim to Tachtoinim, and that's how it goes. It does not at all affect, in other words, it does not do with Tachtoinim. Just like we said, like Mata, like Mimtara Shemayim, it goes, and Tachtoinim don't have to at all to worry about it. That Anhaga is the Anhaga of Chesed. In one Oifin, that Anhaga is Anhaga that's Kula Shemayim, and it allows for nothing mitzat tachtoinim. There is no input mitzat tachtoinim. In the anhaga that's called Torah, l'chura, in order that Torah should have other anhagas, one needs to dig it out from there. In other words, it's not as obvious. When we say that the Anhaga of Chesed and the Anhaga of Avodah can be found in Torah, for instance, it says that if you learn parashas, the parashas of Karbonis, it's Ke'ilu Yomakrev a Karbon. That's not the Pshutish Lamikra. In other words, that's not Avodah Kepshutai. One can find it, one can inherit in Torah, but it's already a secondary. Torah is called Torah's Chesed, Torah's Shel Chesed. But these are in Yonim that have to be found within Torah. And not so Pasha that it's there, but it's going to have to be found there. I want to sharpen a little bit this nekuda of found in there and its special oifi. We gave before an example, and we said when a person makes bread, when a person makes food out of nature, it's kula avodah zarah. Well, certainly it's after Shmaya, it's fine. But I was saying, when you finish the product, you say proudly, this is Reishis Bikurei, you know, Ad Mosei. I planted it, I plowed it, I weeded it, I harvested, I ground it, I baked it, I did it all. And this is it. In water, you find, in that oifen, you find a cross between two oifanim. When a person digs very hard and he strikes water, he doesn't say, oh, I've manufactured water. I've produced this water. What he says is, I dug deeply enough so that I came to the water. So the second oifin of the gilui of mayim, of be'er, is an oifin of a gilui where you dig, and you find it within. That was the difference between the two Be'eris. Why one Be'er didn't merit Shira, didn't need Shira, one did. The first Be'er came with an Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was feeding them man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sustaining them Arboim Shan in the Midbar. Those were Hagas coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't have any input on it. When we said Shira Layam, we said Shira on the entirety of that Hagas Nisus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that included everything. Just like we didn't say Shira on the Mon, we didn't say Shira on the Arboim Shana, the Ragloi Betseika and all the Inyanim. It was all Nichlal. The Shira on the Yam was a Shira on the Hagis Nisus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was Kolkol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Tfilah what didn't have a Mokum. Ma Titzikun Elai. It's got nothing to do with you. I'm being Mashpir Chesed. So it's there's no human input. It's Kol Kol Echasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Shira was said in that. And the first Be'er belongs to that Anhaga. That belongs to Anhaga of Chesed. When it died, and the second Be'er came about between the second Be'er came, and it had to come from the Mahalach of Moshe. That Mahalach was a Mahalach of where somebody was, you had to dig for it. It required some sort of taking out from inside something that's there. It didn't come machmas the noisen greater. It came machmas that there was a chafira. There was a be'er chafarua, because it's modna. It says, the pasuk says over here, be'er chafarua sarim karuna divei am, mchaikim shanoisam. One second. It was supposed to be the same bear, sort of. It says the bear followed them, and it was going with them. So where was the chafira, the hakika? The Teretz says the second bear is a chafira and a hakika, and so on. The first bear is an asino; it's greater. The second one is required because the mahalchim of Torah is a mahalach of yigia, means I need to look for it, to dig for it, to find it. The difference between when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us chesed, anything that's chesed is it's given. That's it. The ultimate in chesed is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me whatever I need, the beged lulbayish, the lechem lechol, and it comes to me on a platter. I open the door, the money is there. It requires no effort whatsoever. Adrabah. If I go around looking for it, I spoil it. In the world of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nuisance of Torah, but that's not at all a finished product. It requires my input into it to be able to take out, to be able to get from it. So in the second Be'er, which came b'schus of Moshe, means there would be an input mitzad the people, and that would draw out the Be'er of the Mayim that was waiting for them. That's the pshat, the tarevis of the two inyanim in the be'er over here. In other words, Kriyas Yamsuf was given to us as a platter. The Anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given to us on a platter. It says, Klal Yisrael said, maybe they're going out someplace else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the bodies bob up on the water and to show it to us. In other words, it was kol kuloi a hanhaga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was giving everything on silver platter, and we did nothing. The giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mitzvah and put it there. In the Be'er over here, Ali Be'er was a tefillah / shira that if we dig hard enough, we will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nistaris will come to the surface. But it's with our digging over here. In other words, in Torah there are no giluyim except those that the person digs for. And if a person doesn't dig for those giluyim, then the person doesn't have them. So in the Giluyim of the Be'er, the Tzarashava of the two Inyanim was that our digging here, our opening up a Pesach is Megale Giluyim that were hidden before that come to the surface. That is the Metzias of that's the Metzias of the Be'er. So the Be'er itself is a Metzias where we do something, and what comes out is something that was hidden from us. It's the Mayim, it's the Anhagas and the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Madur Ba'kama, the beginning of the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalatos, the Nisim that he did. Madur Basra, we dug out the Nisim that he did, and we're Megalat the Nisim that he did. So that's one. So one side of it is that Torah is something that requires the Gilui Adam, and it requires his it requires him to dig it, and him to bring it out, as opposed to other Haggis. There's a second side to it. We said before when we compared the Giluyim of water, let's say, to food, that water, when I dig it, I discover something that has been there before me. I remove the clod that was blocking it from me, Mizgala, and I'm Megalit. That's the way Mayim goes. So it's somewhere between the two Eifanim. It's not me, 100%. It's not a Kaddish Baruch 100%. It's me being Megala a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the aside of me Midbar Matana. The oimek of a person's yigiyah and Torah, yagato matzosa, is not the pshat. It's another mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Torah. Let's try to understand it really well. The unique chelak of yagato matzosa. When two people have a relationship, there has to be a tzara shava. That's being the kudem tzoyis, that both of them express themselves equally there. The mashal, it says by ish and isha v'hoyu lebasa echad. So it says zuavlat, because even in the time of zivug, holohuchud v'holochud, the vlad is one entity, and it's two entities at the same time. It's the father and the mother, and it's the vlad. So in order to have a real kesha, to be called Echad, you need to have something which has both at the same time and is one unit at the same time. In the world of Ishtadlos, it's my effort. In those in Yanim, Moshe, Maisa Mitzvahs are my pu'ulais. They make me like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they make me more mizuchach, they bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm doing Ratzon Hashem, but the pu'ula is my pu'ula. Certainly, Yavara without Isatishma, I couldn't have done it, Mikid Mani, all is good and well, but the pu'ula is my pu'ula. It's my Netilas Lulav, it's my Achilas Matzah, and so on. In the world of Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kolkul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpi, Ashefa. So it's him. So between our mitzvahs and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa, we still don't have a common Nekuda that includes both in the same way. But when I'm Kaira Be'er, so before I came, it was a desert. After I came and I dug it out, there's water flowing over here. But it's not my water. I didn't bring the water. So is this Be'er mine or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's? Whose water is it? The answer is it's both together and two sides of the same coin. The Be'er is mine and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Metzias of Be'er, in as much as it's parallel to Torah, you have both of the Inyanim together. You have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the Adam, and both are true. And that's why Chazal said over here, Umi Midbar Matana, Midbar becomes like a Matana. The person needs to be mevatel his role, and then he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu's role, and then he becomes bigger because of it. Take a look at the process. Chazal expressed it. I need to be mevatel my spot. It's not my be'er. It's the be'er that was megala the mayim v'kadosh baruch hu. But if I have a be'er that's megala mayim v'kadosh baruch hu, then my be'er is very chashiv. If a person comes along and says, I have gevaldika chidushim to teach you, they're my chidushim. I'm a tremendous thinker, and I have gevaldika chidushim. So the person says, that's great, but I can't make birchas ha-teira shenoson lanu teira. When it's your Torah, I could we'll call it Torah's barrel, not Torah's Hashem. But if I dehear that what I found was Torah's Hashem, then that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's Baklai Meira, that's why he's so big. So you have that paradox of, in as much as the person has nothing of his own, as much as the be'er doesn't add any silt, any dirt to the water, and the water is the pure water, then it's a great be'er. Then that be'er is that's the chashivus of the be'er, and that's the pshat that Akadosh. That's the tremendous kesher that you have in Torah that you can't have in any other place. It's the Balatanyan is extraordinary mashal. He speaks about it in different terminology, but what's the gathos, it's correct. That, you know, there are situations when one person hugs another person. There's situations where two people are hugging each other. And that's the unique chibuk in Torah. Is it me holding Akadosh Baruch Hu, Akadosh Baruch Hu holding me? It's one and the same, and that's where a person becomes the same. And that's why there's a sakon over here, that a person would be misgoya, and if he's misgoya, he becomes smaller. Because in the parallel, olam mitzvahs, yes, with great miseris nefesh, I found matzah, I ate matzah. Is it good to be a balgaiva? No. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given me so much chesed, could I have done it? No. But at the end of the day, it's my pu'ula, it's my maisa mitzvah, and being proud of it is a problem in Hilchas, in Yonah Gaiva. It does not merit from the atzmius of the mitzvah. In Torah, if the person takes any of the gedula to himself, in any sense feels himself as being chashiva, then he's put. It's like, you know, if I'm such a gvaldik be'er, would you like a little taste of the be'er also in the water? Would you like a little bit of taste of the salt around it? And the answer is, so that's not such a good be'er anymore. That's what Chazal said in the creation of this type of be'er. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's. The personification of Moshe Rabbeinu's chilek in Torah is that he's koyre be'er and b'meila, in as much as he's completely bottled to be'er, that he's nisgadel, like the Chazal say, and in as much as he perceives himself as gadol, he becomes cotton. That's the dynamic of the tut studim of a bear like that. We asked before about the speaking to the seller versus the hitting it, and Rashi says, "Ma, if he would have spoken to it, he said the seller has nothing in it." The pshat is like this. If I speak to somebody and I tell him, "Why don't you go and do a favor to Ruvay?" Let's go a step back. Let's say I take a stick and I hold it to Reuven's head and I say, "Reuven, I think you should be a big Baal Chesed. I'm going to take a stick and I'm going to crack it over your skull if you don't give him something." And he gives it to him. So it's hard to say that we were Megalia that Reuven's a big Baal Chesed. You know, it's maybe I'm a big Baal Chesed, maybe not. But whatever it is, it has very little to do with Reuven. Let's say I come and I tell Reuven, "Reuven, it would be very nice if you become a big Baal Chesed and help this guy, and I don't hold a stick." But he's a little bit scared. First of all, I have the ability to recommend him, I don't know, for a shidduch, for a job, whatever it is. He's totally in me. He's totally in my opinion. Then all of those in Yanim have my I'm of shutif in it. So it's not so much Reuven's doing it. I knew how to. I know what leverage to use against Reuven. What subtle leverage to use? What covered leverage to use against Reuven? That's still nothing. Let's say I know I'm looking for somebody who's a Baal Chesed, and I see. I feel that Reuven's the Shama. He's a Baal Chesed. He's a good person. He's a giving person. I go to Reuven and I say, you know, there's an opportunity to give. Would you give? And then he opens up and he gives. The pshat is, it's his pu'ula. All I did was I pressed on his chesed button. I didn't come ibachutz and use any of my kalim or my leverage, but I opened up a nekuda in him. The Tzemach Tzedek, Derech Mitzvosecha, speaks about the inyan of being Nahal Meshavecha Kodesh Baruch Hu, with all sorts of titles and so on. The Nekuda he speaks, he is Mazbe, the inyan is, just like when I talk to somebody, Dvarim Rakim, I say to somebody, you know, Yisrael is Kodesh, you should be the Haibim, you should be different. If the person has that Nekuda in him, it's going to awaken it. I'm strumming on the right chords because he has it there. And it requires, just like when I call Yankel, Chaim, he answers because I called him. When I speak to a person, I call on the Midas and I say, Rachmanis. And the person has Rachmanis in him, it strikes that bell. Or if I say Kedusha, and the person has that Neshama with Kedusha, it strikes the right bell. That's so. Kaviyachol, the same thing by Kadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm kira b'shem a midah and a hug of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it awakens that midah and hug. That's how the Tzemach Tzedek explains it. The same thing is true whenever I use that koyach. So when I crack a rock to bring out water, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu is a b'china of Tzadik Goyzev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, is Moshel on the Bria, all of those in Yonim that it says about Chachamim, that he's Moshel, that he can force the Bria to do what he wants. So it's a Gilui on Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's great things. Moshe Rabbeinu did this, and he also it brought water out of Iraq. If he would have spoken to the rock, so the speaking to the rock is only because deep inside every rock, there's water. In other words, the Bria in its pnim carries a mayan of chius. And speaking to it by a rock, it would have meant, I didn't force anything out of it. I call kuloi, it's just like the Marshal Tatoira. Just like if I broke my head, cracked my head, and I found the emes. I was able to bring it out. That's the p'china that it would have been had he done it with the bed. That's the way it should have been done. Moshe Rabbeinu's nekuda, the first selah, the stick work, because chesed is a mitzvah machriach. I'm giving, I'm being mashpia. It's got nothing to do with anything else. This is a mitzvah of Torah. The mitzvah of Torah is to bring out the oimik of something inside something else. And that could have only been done with Dibur. And that's the Kal V'chomer says, that Dibur by a rock carries no sense of me being Kofed the rock. That's the muscle, that's the language Chazal use. That it's not, words can also be a kfir. But in this case, by it's not Shayach, it's not a kfir and so on. So, there's two nekudas here. The first nekuda is that when a person works on different midas and inyanim, you can work direct on those inyanim. So a person wants to work on his chesed. A person can work direct on chesed, practice doing chasadim, talking about the goodness of certain things, the givingness, and so on and so forth. And those are all things that are appropriate. And that was the mahalach of the Bali Musar and Bali Avoida, where you work on things specifically. But it also exists on the level of Torah. If a person is learning Torah the way he should be learning, inside Torah you have the other inyanim subsumed as well. It could come out. It's hidden inside the other inyanim. But there's a hashpah of the Divrei Torah itself that brings out those inyanim. And therefore, and that's why there was such a hadgasha of Talmud Torah above any particular specific avodah, because yes, there's a be'er of chesed in the world, and there's an onan of avodah, and that's the ideal way to get to it. But even if the amud of avodah, the amud of chesed is gone, painfully and with difficulty, you can extract it from Torah as well. That's one inyan, and that's why there's such a gashatam Torah shaklukne kulam, because it has it in it. It's not just more important; it has it. It's not as direct, and therefore not always as effective, but it can be had. The second thing is a person's approach to learning. It's an extraordinary paradox. Without whatever is on the surface is not Torah. Whatever you got by whatever is on the platter at first glance is not Torah, because Torah is your yegiah. It's what you got out of it. The meat of Torah and learning in the sense of the Torah that we're talking about, it means what the person extracted. So any time a person wants to have any yinika from Torah, he has to dig. But the paradox is, when he's dug, then what comes out can never be his. He can't, if he starts feeling it's his, then it's not Torah anymore. So a person who's a real Amal B'Torah lives with a tremendous paradox. He breaks his head to understand, and when finally the light bulb goes off and he says, oh, I understand it, I understand it. That gush is on the it, not on the I. I understood what was in front of my eyes all the time. I was becheska suma atshei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hineihem, and now I understand it. But when a person has, and that's a very difficult midah to balance, because a person who's kind of surface level, so he doesn't have any real pride in his learning, doesn't really care all that much, and fine, you know, yeah, that's what it says. But if a person cracked his head and he came up, this is how it works. To be able to say, this is what I saw. It's not what I am, but it's what I saw. But when a person has that midah, then he is part of it. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kesher otzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, that can be mekasha adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in this mahalach. Where without me there is no Torah, and I have nothing to do with the Torah. It requires me cracking my head on it, as if it were to be my grand piece. And when I discover it, what I discover is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has that type of relationship, then the person is misachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tremendous keshe and chiba of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, but Chol Beisi Neman means two things. Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything there was shayach to see in Al Yoinim, and none of it belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't start learning next man that I would think that Re'iyah, Mitzisiyah is Re'isiyah, that seeing it means it's mine. Seeing it did not make it his. Moshe Rabbeinu crawled into the deepest recess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis Azim, and all of it remained HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's called Torah Moshe because Moshe wasn't Meshane one kiyozeh. It was Kula Spektayim Ve'ira. That's why it's called Torah Moshe. So in Torah, if a person needs to mechazik himself in something, Torah is always the first inyan, because when a person's learning, that creates, that has in itself the koyach of other mahalkim as well. And in a person's learning requires the yigia of somebody who's pursuing his own asik, and it's called Torah delay, and the anava and emes to understand that whatever he's found was there, and he was just removing the layers of earth and stone that were obstructing.